Here is a beautiful little poem. People talk about each other. Let your conscience be your guide. Keep up that good appearance. Get yourself a box of Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth and John Holbrook, will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now Procter & Gamble present MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Nice. Here.
Well, good morning, Mr. Fred.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Skelton. My, it's a wonderful day.
Ain't it, though? Ain't it, though? You seem awfully happy, too.
Yes, I am. I just got word from my dentist that my teeth are perfect.
Your teeth? Oh, that's good for your age. That's good. They're perfect, huh?
Yeah. Of course, he says my gums have to come out.
Oh, this boy tries, believe me.
I'll guarantee you before the night's over, his teeth will fly out of him. Last week I was talking to him, they flew out and cut my necktie right in half.
Hey, have you seen Rod O'Connor?
Oh, no.
He was supposed to be here 10 hours ago.
Oh? Well, by the way, you don't want to miss the Four Knights, you know. They're singing on television.
Oh, that's right. Turn on the set, will you? Hey, did you remember to set the clock up an hour? You know, California goes on smog light saving today.
Oh.
No, you're Sunday morning... Sunday Morning Health Club. Only 6 weeks of this course and you'll have you in very good shape. Now for our exercises. First, open the window. Now, throw out your chest.
Well, that's not it. That's not the program.
Howdy, friends. This is San Fernando Red, your all-night disc jockey. Here's a little item here that I'd like to tell you about, the Smart and Final Undertaker Parlor. Why walk around half dead when you can be buried for as low as $60? Now, here's a little message from one of our sponsors. We don't have entertainment on this television show, just sponsors, you know. That's some of the electricians laughing at that. Here's a message from the Cure-All Pill Company. Friends, do you wake up of a morning more tired than you were before you went to bed? Do you have rheumatism, arthritis, lumbago, headache, and sinus trouble? Do you have hay fever? Do you see spots before your eyes? Then after they're removed, do they leave circles? Do you have corns, calluses, bunions, asthma, liver trouble? Do you have halitosis, which is better than no breath at all? Friends, there's no need to suffer. Lay down and die. Now we're going to spin a little number your way. It is the Four Knights, and they're singing the Basin Street.
Won't you come along with me to the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams.
To New Orleans.
Basin Street is the street where Tiki Lee always meets. New Orleans, the land of dreams. You never know how nice it seems or just how much it really had to be. Yes, sirree, we're welcome free and dear to me. That's where I can lose
my Basin Street.
Oh, friends to greet us.
heaven or earth, they call it Basin Street.
Basin Street is the street where the elite always meet. New Orleans, that's the land of dreams.
You never know how nice it seems, but that's how much it really means.
Glad to be, yes, sirree, where welcome's free, dear to me, where I can lose my Basin Street blues. Basin Street blues. My Basin Street blues.
Basin Street blues.
Here's a brand new Tide Miracle. Now with Tide, you can get your wash sparkling clean without rinsing. That's right. With Procter & Gamble's Tide, you don't have to rinse. Here's why. Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. So when you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes come out clean, white, fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily, smell sweet and clean. Yes, I said clean. You know how clean Tide has always washed your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now we want you to try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Why, it's unbelievable how bright, fresh, and clean your clothes will be. And think of the time and work you save. So try it. Remember, the Tide that's on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, we've heard John Holbrook. Turn off the television set. Hey, Fred, I'm going down to the drugstore and see if Rod's down there. I'll see you later. That must be a high-class drugstore I'm going to. There he is. Hey, Rod, what are you hiding in that hallway for?
Hey, look, I'm trying to ditch Polly the Panhander. Oh, you and your big mouth.
Matter?
She spotted us. Here she comes.
Yeah, get a load of that fur coat. I heard she had to buy it back from the dog catcher four times this week.
Howdy, gents.
Howdy, gents.
Say, youngster, you weren't trying to hide from me, were you?
Well, of course not, Polly.
Well, that's good, because believe me, it ain't easy for a gal like me to go up and ask men like you for money.
Then why do you do it?
Well, it ain't hard either.
Hey, don't you ever work?
Work? All week long I've been on my hands and knees.
Scrubbing floors?
No, shooting crap. Say, you wouldn't happen to have some pool chalk, would you?
No, we don't shoot any pool.
Oh, I just want to use it to polish my nails. My fingers look so pretty and cushion shot blue.
Oh, we don't have any chalk, I'm sorry.
Well, then I guess I'll just have to polish them the regular way. Dip them in ink.
Yeah. They'll match your lips.
Oh, when I think of the way I let myself go, yeah. I could cry my heart out. Yeah. You wouldn't happen to have a $20 bill I could wipe my eyes on, would you?
Look, we're not giving you any more money.
Say, you wouldn't happen to have an old cigarette butt, would you?
Hey, why do you always smoke cigarette butts?
Oh, haven't you heard? They're good for the health. Noted panhandlers report not one case of throat irritation due to smoking cigarette butts. That's why panhandlers who know tobacco best prefer butts 3-1 over any other brand. Now, take this trial, Buster.
Oh, good.
Yeah, take a puff of your own cigarette.
Yeah, you're not medicine men. We're witch doctors.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I'll take a puff.
Yeah. Now, okay. Now, blow the smoke through your nose. Yeah. Now, give it my trial with the butt.
Well, listen. The butt is definitely milder. I can see why you smoke those now.
Yeah. What made you ask me why I smoke cigarette butts?
I haven't yet. Well, being a lady of distinction, I thought you might have switched to cigar butts.
Polly, why don't you give up begging?
Well, how else is a girl going to make an honest living? Years ago, when I was a star in silent pictures, men offered me anything my heart desired. Diamonds, pearls, rubies.
I thought that was rabies.
Yeah, but you know, when I was young and beautiful, men drank champagne out of my slippers.
Oh.
They'd never do it now. I always got holes in my shoes. And they get corn plasters clogged in their throats. Yeah, that's when I was on the New York stage. Yeah, when I was on the New York stage, that's the story of my life. Broadway had me. Hollywood called me. Tehachapi got me. Well, keep in touch, young.
Goodbye, Polly.
What a gal. You know, in a way, I've got a soft spot for her.
So have I. Every time she leaves, both me and my wallop have an empty feeling, you know.
Wallop.
Hey, getting back to you, though, you know I've been sitting at the house waiting for you for 10 hours. What? Where you been?
I couldn't help it.
Huh?
Besides, when I do come over, you always want me to rinse out a few things.
What happened to you?
Well, I'll tell you. First, I ran into Junior and his mother.
Oh?
Look, kiddo, there's a place to park.
Junior! You deliberately stepped on the gas when I was trying to park.
You now has one fender. Would you like to try for none?
What is your father going to say when he sees what's happened to the car?
I'm sorry, kiddo. I don't use that kind of language.
Oh, just look at the back end of that car we hit.
Yeah, look how it snuggles up to that other one.
Now, Junior, little boys should be seen and not heard.
Well, that's your tough luck, kiddo. The store that delivered me, I was fully equipped with sound effects, you know.
Well, Junior, I believe you're old enough now to be told that the stork didn't bring you, dear.
You didn't?
No. I picked you up on a scavenger hunt.
Oh. You know, that's funny. That's where Pop said he got you.
Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
Well, just wait till he comes home tonight. I'll settle with him.
Well, looks like I fixed myself up for some good night entertainment.
Now, Junior, you wait here in the car while I run in the drugstore.
Okay. There goes a great little woman, you know. I got to remember her on Mother's Day. The rest of you forget about it, but I remember her on Mother's Day. Now, I think I'll slide behind the steering wheel and play like I was driving this heap. Let's see how this Pop does when he drives. Oh, yeah.
Out of the way, you bums! Get out of the way, you road hog, you!
I wish I could remember what else he yells at the people. Oh, here comes Fatso O'Connor. Wait till he gets right in front of the car, and I'm going to blow the horn at him.
What's the matter with you?
How are you, Junior?
Oh, shut up. Why don't you take a potter, you potbound?
Okay, let's get it over with. I'll say, Junior, why do you call me potbound? And then you'll say, because I calls him the way I sees him. But where do we go from there?
I might as well go home now. I'm dead.
Say, who banged into that car in front of you? The bumper's tied in a neat little bow, isn't it?
Yeah, my mummy did that, you know. It was due to cooperation from me, of course, you know.
Of course.
I'll bet the guy that owns that car will be burned up when he sees it.
Yeah.
I wonder who owns that old heap.
I do.
Been in town long, stranger?
You've already confessed to the crime, Junior.
No, can we make a deal? Say, jelly bean down and a jelly bean a week, something like that?
No, I want the cash.
How about opening an account with my piggy bank?
Cash, I've been waiting to get even with you for a long time. And now I've got you right where I want you.
Don't look at me. I think your distemper shots is wearing off. You'll never take me alive, fat boy. I'm going to roll up the windows and lock the doors. There.
Here, come out of there.
No, not on your life, boy. Old Lucky P. Perry. Lucky. Lucky Pierre. Old Lucky Pierre. Mummy left the keys in the ignition. Now I will make me getaway.
No, Junior, no!
Bon voyage! Well, Lucky Pierre!
Oh, my poor car. What an awful way to go.
What happened? Oh, hello, Rod.
I think a sound effect man killed himself.
Oh, Junior!
keep calm, Lorraine. He might not be badly hurt. The car windows are shattered. I'll open the door.
Oh, if anything happened to my baby, I don't see him in the car. Where is he? Junior! Junior, where are you?
Open that glove compartment and let me out of here.
Just look what you've done to your father's car.
Oh, no. How about my car? What's left of it?
Yeah.
Nuts, I might as well save my breath. I'll have to call a tow car and have him pick my heap up. But I'm sending you a bill. I've got an appointment with Red Skelton. There's the gym. I think I'll stop and get a quick steam and a rub down. Maybe I'll feel better. Oh, there's old punch-drunk Cauliflower McPug. Hiya, Cauliflower.
Who dat? I can't see very well.
Who gave you the black eye?
My dad?
I say, who gave you the black eye?
Nobody gave it to me. I had to fight for it. And that's a birthmark. If you had a fight last week up in San Francisco, team.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up by train and I got in the wrong berth. Boy, when you tell them and I have to explain them, they might be pretty bad, you know? I have to keep my crap set with this mouth on my eye, you know?
Yeah. You know, you're always talking about your fights.
Yeah?
You couldn't whip your way out of a Boy Scout pup tent.
Oh, that's cute. Dragged in, of course, but it's cute. Don't kid yourself. I can whip my way out of a Boy Scout pup tent. How big are the boys? I had a fight today. I knocked the guy down and he gets up. And I knock him down again and he gets right back up again. So I knock him down to be sure he stays down. This time, I break both of his crutches.
You're punch drunk.
Huh?
I say you're punch drunk.
You're nuts. I never touched it, Doc. You think I'm... You ought to see some of them fighters that hang around at this gymnasium. They're always hearing bells and birds. Not me. I'll quit before that. Pardon me, I got to answer the phone.
Hey, you got a new ring?
What the hell?
Ring.
I didn't hear nothing. Oh, boy. A flock of them flew over that time. Boy. Listen to that. A cat with a bell around his neck is over there listening to that little bird singing. Isn't that cute? Now, if we could train him, we could put him in television, let everybody... Oh, the cat got the bird.
Cauliflower, why don't you give up fighting?
Give up? Well, I couldn't quit, boy, and I couldn't do that. How else could I make money the way I do? I get $50 to fight.
You call that a lot?
The way I fight, it's $25 a minute. You should have seen my fight last night. In Cucamonga, boy. What an upset that was. The guy was a little over too confident.
Yeah.
Overconfident. Mm-hmm. Doing every time. Before the fight, he said to me, "By the time I'm through with you, I'll have 3 men carrying you out of the ring." Well, he's got the pride.
Oh.
10 men. Hey, either answer the phone or take the receiver off the hook, will you? That's making an awful lot of racket around here, you know. Now, where'd he go?
Who?
Oh, that little guy, smart aleck. Tapped me on the shoulder. When I turn around, he'd never know.
I'm telling you, Cauliflower, you're gone.
Oh, yeah? You think I'm going? You ought to see some of them rattlers down here at the gymnasium. They say, "Let's get in shape. We'll all go horseback riding." Well, they run out the back door of the gym, and they jump on a horse, and they start whooping and yelling like cowboys and Indians.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There ain't no horses back there. What's that?
That was the typewriter bell you heard.
What'd you say?
I said you were hearing the typewriter bell.
Who is? I didn't hear anything.
There it is again.
You heard the bell?
Yes.
Take my advice, boy. Put on your hat. Get out of this gymnasium. There's no doubt about it. You're punchy.
Oh, what a guy. Hey, get a load of the time. I better skip that steam and get myself over to Skelton's house. Besides, I want to stop in at Dave Rose's house for a second. I'm dying to hear his arrangement of the third man theme.
Everybody is talking about the new Tide Miracle. Now, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can get clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. When you wring your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes are white, fresh, clean. Yes, clean. You know how clean Tide washes clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product known. Now try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Your clothes will be bright, fresh, and clean. And you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. And when you do, remember this. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today. Buy the new giant economy size package for more convenience, for more economy.
All right, so you stopped by at the gymnasium, you saw Junior. What else made you 10 hours late?
Well, wait till I finish. After I came out of Dave Rose's house, the first thing I ran into was Willie Lumplum. Oh, there's Willie Lumplum. Hey, Willie, what are you doing hugging the wall?
You hug who you want, and I'll hug who I want. None of your business. Right now, if you must know, I'm trailing one of the Brink gang.
So when last seen, the Brink gang was in the East. You're in California.
Details. I've been robbed, and I'll find the guy who pulled this job if it's the last thing I do. I will get him if it's the last thing I do. I saw that on a television show. All them television shows are alike. I'll get him if it's the last thing I do. You know, I saw a quiz show, and the quiz master got very nasty, you see. There was one guy there that answered every question, see. And he's giving away over $30,000 worth of iceboxes, see. And he's so mad that he finally threw the questions down, and he says to the guy, I will get you if it's the last thing I do.
Well, tell me something. Where were you, Rob?
Over in the restaurant across the street there. Clag Hoyt and I were down there, see. And we're sitting in the counter, and suddenly I looked up in the mirror, and I noticed this character, see. He's sitting at the counter, too, right next to me, see. But something attracted me to him.
What was it?
He's the sneakiest looking puss I've ever seen in my life. Boy, was he sneaky. He's the sneakiest fake I have ever seen since my... A real ugly guy. And I will dig him if it's the last thing I do.
You say you saw him in the mirror?
Yeah, but I played it smart, you see. I figured I'd show him I was just as sneaky as he was, see. Mm-hmm. So I just kept staring at him in the mirror.
Well, I suppose he kept staring back?
Yeah, that way we were even. Everything I did, he did.
He did everything you did?
I told you he was sneaky. And I thought I'd get him with a deadlock. I had a sure way, see. I tricked him.
What did you do?
I drank a bottle of ketchup.
And what did he do?
He did the same thing. Guy was a real moron, dude. Didn't have a mind of his own. And I will get him at the time.
But tell me, how did he steal your money?
Well, I gave the guy behind the counter a $10 bill, see? Mm-hmm. And he brings me the change. Yeah. He brings me the change, puts it on the counter, and this crook pulls the fastest daylight job in the history of crime.
What did he do?
Right in front of me, I'm watching him out of the corner of my eye in the mirror, yeah. And he's watching me, and then my money disappeared. He put it in his hat, see? I was left there with just a hamburger in my mouth.
Willie, I've got news for you. Yeah. I know exactly where the crook is.
You do? Mm-hmm. You do? Then what are we waiting for? We gotta get him. We gotta get him. If it's a
We don't have to go very far. The money is under your hat.
What's that?
I said the money's under your hat.
You can be sued for a statement like that.
I can prove it. You want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet you anything.
Okay, I'll bet my hat against your hat.
I'd bet.
Here's my hat.
Here's my hat.
Well, now I got your money back. What have you got to say?
There's only one thing I can say.
What's that?
For a change, you look right to me. But believe me, I will get you if it's the last thing I do.
And so, that's why I'm late.
Well, okay, I believe you. Well, now, shall we try to catch up, or the girls will be mad? Where shall we start first? Your house or my house?
Well, we're closer to your house.
Okay, this time I wash and you iron.
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt out. T-I-D-E. Tide.
Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dwight O'Connor to say something first with your kiddies.
Millions more school children, fewer teachers, and adequate schools. This distressing situation must be improved. Do your share now. Join and work with your local civic group or school board to help provide better education. Remember, better schools make better communities. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. The American Red Cross provides the means for each of us to help others in every way we can. With our skills, with our time, with our money. The Red Cross brings together the millions who want to help and the millions who need help. All may help through the Red Cross. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.